Now, the European elections, the largest transnational elections in history, will take place next month. Mark Mardell, the BBC's Europe editor, has been looking at the numbers behind Europe's voting system.
Skinheads, I jeered at my wife and teenage son as they cheered each time Britain got a point. Nationalist fervour having overcome their usually excellent musical taste. I must admit, my support for the Ukrainian lady in red suspenders was driven by even baser considerations. But the whole voting system is bizarre. Tiny Malta and its measly 0.38 million inhabitants carries as much weight in the competition as, say, France, with its population of 63 million. But isn't the problem in the more important, if less exciting and almost totally suspender-free European elections, even worse? In Little Luxembourg, each MEP represents 72,000 people. An MEP across the border in Germany speaks for 10 times as many.
My name is Yorgos Chatzimarkakis. It's a Greek name, but I'm a German Member of Parliament. I live in the southwestern part of Germany, in Perl, bordering exactly with Luxembourg and France. Where I live, on my side, as an MEP, I have to represent 829,000 inhabitants, Germans, whereas my Luxembourgish colleague, MEP from Luxembourg, on the other side of the bridge, does only represent 70,000. I have to represent more than 10 times as much than him. I think this is unfair. I have 10 times as much of questions, of letters, of constituents wanting something from me.
But across the bridge in Luxembourg, they'll tell you that their clout in the European Parliament has actually gone down over the years. Here's the Luxembourg MEP Lydie Polfer, who has fewer constituents than any of her parliamentary colleagues.
Luxembourg, a tiny country in Europe, has 6 members in the European Parliament. And it has had 6 members since 1952. At that time, the European Parliament had 142 members, so 6 out of 142 was much more than today, and today the European Parliament has 785 members. So the principle of digressive proportionality is the way to find how the different states with different sizes should be best represented.
Ah, digressive proportionality. I'm glad you asked. It's the principle of giving smaller countries greater representation than the larger countries. And it's one of the Parliament's founding principles, creating an upper limit of 99 seats per country and a lower limit of 6. So Luxembourg, with 6 MEPs, has more than they would get if it was all calculated by head of population. But the bigger the numbers, the fairer it is. With 27 members of the European Union, Luxembourg doesn't punch quite so much above its weight as it used to. Could it all be fairer? Well, from time to time, people have argued for a mathematical formula to compute representation in the Parliament. But Yanis Emmanouloudis from the Hellenic Foundation for European and Foreign Policy thinks raw politics means that will never happen.
There have been ideas brought up on creating a mathematic formula. Some of them have been very complex by adding a square root to them. Others have been less complex. But in the end, they all had in common that they wanted to create a system which was based on mathematics, and it was based on rational arguments and not on the basis of political deliberation. But whatever model you take, I don't think that we will have them being translated into political practice, because the distribution of seats in the European Parliament is an issue of political bargaining. And I think that it will remain an issue of political bargaining also in the future.
He's probably right. But perhaps at the very least, what about using maths to distribute resources between MEPs according to the size of their constituencies? That's certainly what the German MEP, Yorgos Chatzimarkakis, is calling for.
So if we would apply pure maths, Germany would need to have more than 1,000 MEPs in the European Parliament. But I'm very realistic, so I know that to bring down the high rate of Luxembourg's representation in comparison to the German low rate is impossible, because that would mean in the end that the Germans would have something like 160 MEPs and the Luxembourgs only one. That's why I don't ask for that. What I ask for clearly is a better situation when it comes to my office, because I want to be there for my constituents. Even if I'm not capable of cloning myself, I need more stuff. Just compare us with the congressman in the US. He has up to 40 members of his office, and we have 3.
It's obviously the case that the vote of a German, or for that matter a Brit, is diluted compared to that of a Luxembourger. But it's worth remembering that there's a little more to it than that. MEPs, on the whole, vote with their political party allegiance rather than a national allegiance. And European law is not made solely by the Parliament. The relative weight of the big countries in the Council, for instance, can, in part at least, offset the per capita imbalance in the Parliament. The voting weights there are, but let's not go into the Iona compromise. That'll have to wait for another programme. In the end, the calculation is indeed political, not mathematical. In many ways, the European project is based not on algebra, but variable geometry, and an equation that says fairness by size or population would equal unfairness overall. But when, if, you cast your vote on the 4th of June, it remains a fact that people from the smaller EU countries are getting a bigger slice of an MEP than you are.